Now let's check in on today's Bay Area music scene. Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland hosts the streaming radio station AllDayPlay.fm. He joined me in studio to talk about his favorite up-and-coming artists.
Well, right now, something that's really big on YouTube is this female rapper by the name of The Bobby Effect, and she basically has put out a string of freestyle videos where she's freestyling over the popular hip-hop songs, and a few in particular have gotten in the thousands, almost 170,000 views to be exact. And yeah, she's basically putting her hat in the ring amongst a lot of new female rappers, a lot of in-your-face. She's got an in-your-face style reminiscent of a Nicki Minaj and a few newer artists like Iggy Azalea from Australia and Azalea Banks, who's from Harlem. So she's definitely something that I'm looking at. I'm looking forward to hearing original music from her.
Do you think that the hype around The Bobby Effect is warranted?
Time will tell. Freestyle videos can wear really thin really quickly. There's not much replay value in those for me. But she definitely looks the part. She's got the thrift store hipster look. And she's rapping pretty well. So original music is what I'm waiting to hear. But until then, we don't know.
So you mentioned that she has 170,000 hits on YouTube. How accurate a measure would you say YouTube is for checking out how popular an artist is?
Well, the views aren't as important as the comments and the likes. If nobody's liking it and everybody's viewing it, then it's probably just getting, one click and then you're passing on. But her likes were in the hundreds. So it might be legit.
And I see that some artists like Rihanna or Adele, they get hits on YouTube in the 170 million kinds of numbers.
Yeah. And those are big pop stars with, major labels backing them. When it comes to being completely independent and just showing up, 100,000 is a nice marker to make your debut on YouTube.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of The Bobby Effect. This is her song, Bunny Montana.
Bunny rap, hip-hopping, clean up these weak. You say I am whopping, I've lost all control. You reek rappers gotta go. I spit in an accent, round I'm still cold. My flow's so spasmatic, now you Bobby addicts. Bobby Effect, box you in, you're still stuck in traffic. My music makes you go, you love my flows. I smoke tree, it lifts me, you know my eyes real low. Yeah, yeah.
That's Bunny Montana from the Bay Area rapper The Bobby Effect. So she's going off there in a little fake UK accent, a little fake English accent. But let's turn to somebody who has a real English accent, because you've been following a DJ out of the UK. Tell me about it, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah. His name is Davy Boy Smith, and he actually runs a blog based out of the UK called Southern Hospitality. And they specialize in Bay Area music and music from down south. But they're big, big fans of Bay Area hip-hop. I talked to him briefly about where his affinity started with Bay Area music. He said it started with Mac Dre, the late Mac Dre, and Thiz Nation Records. And he was just a big fan, and he would play it out in clubs around London. And ever since then, he's just been a fan of everything Bay Area that was new and exciting. And now he's able to come to the States and host an all Bay Area showcase at South by Southwest this year.
So it's about the Bay Area making waves across the pond. Let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of that blast from the past with Mac Dre.
I'm out of this world, not your running a million. My name is Furl, I'm the owner of the building. I'm a stoner and I'm chilling with you like Jack. I pimps and I mag, drive a Benz on a lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies and the stars. I've been out front with the thugs and the cars. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run with that are killing Dafia.
That's the late Vallejo rapper Mac Dre. And we're talking with Brandon McFarland from AllDayPlay.fm. Let's turn now to a little bit of the funk scene. This is the electro-funk band B Bravo from San Francisco. Tell me a little bit about B Bravo, Brandon.
B Bravo is a DJ out of San Francisco, California. I remember a few years back, he was accepted into Red Bull Academy, and since then, he's put out an EP called Kiss and Tell with his band, and it's basically, yeah, very funky, electro, almost late 80s themed, like, funk music. So it's really exciting, it's really refreshing to hear. We haven't heard this type of musicianship in a long time in the Bay Area.
Let's listen to this for a second. This is B Bravo and the Starship Connection. That sounds pretty polished. Does that have a possible national following, do you think, Brandon?
I definitely think so. It's very exciting to see live. You just see maybe like five keyboards, and they're all just, you know, going on at once. So it's really exciting to see live, and I think they could take that show, oh man, across the world.
Well, B Bravo and the Starship Connection is going to be playing at South by Southwest. They are another Bay Area link to that great festival in Austin. And Brandon, can you tell me a little bit about what's most popular right now on All Day Play? What's new there?
Well, the most popular thing to date is the very first pilot episode for Thizzler Radio. And Thizzler.com is another blog that specializes in Bay Area music. It's based out of the Bay Area, run by a blogger by the name of M. Dubious. And he's been premiering new artists for the past 2 or 3 years. One of the newest artists that he's championing, his name is Armani DuPaul. And he's a pretty good artist out of Oakland, California. It's definitely a long list of artists coming out of Oakland, but Thizzler is definitely backing this guy.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
That's Thizzler.com. You can hear that at alldayplay.fm. We've been talking with Brandon McFarlane. He's the editor of Youth Radio streaming radio station. Again, that's alldayplay.fm. Find links to everything we talked about and more Youth Radio work at turnstilenews.com.
She the one like Neo Matrix. I'd try her and all of them, but they don't compare the